Sivulimitari takwa Newfoundland Labrador millo ang yukha so ang yukawa mani amma unuttugellet katimaget to khataw semlo mata happy valley coast paymut suna niulo katimauti khalautu Labrador pitchutilinni
takwa Canada misivulutingit provinces to Newfoundland Labrador dimusikelomatik ammalo dan premier Davis Chuni Katimalo Matatakwa Nunahakashimajui Civil Tingit Uvanga Terio Laitike Kunutamalo National Chief Perry Bellegarde Alanut Civil Trio Chuni Malo Clem Sharche Meti Kunut Civil Trio Chuni Katimahatiki Kunalota Vodakwa Civil Tit Kan Milmat Civil Tingit Pichutikichu Takwa Sulijumit Gilisinerti Mamisanam Malo Truth and Reconciliation Commission to Hanitu Mangat Takwa Pivalihu Yangit Mamisaran Mohano Pichitiyo Namanga Upinalotu Guluadan Premier Davis Uhalom Takwa Ilisavini at Toshamanikuit Mamisare Hangina Matakwa Nunichevu Mute Government of Hakuno Tema Ilitaxi Huichuni Tema Upakoma Mima Niralotu Government of Hakuno Takwa Nunichevu Mute Ammalotakwa, Asiusimaji, Inorto, you need Amnate, Hanoto, Yosreon, Mangadan, Himkoyo, Learning, Canada Muleman, Ammalo, Hanga, Katimakan, Yumiguna, Mangatako, Pichu, Asiusimanikupolo, Inorto, you need Amnate, Hanoto, Yosreon, Manga, Ammalo, Asinga, Takwa, Hitungabut.
Temali Labradori mi sunagala niuluak pijuti kalti katima loa lautun.
Takwa siulutingit ukiutamaat katima khatiki siu atiko. Newfoundland Labrador mi gata yagata ukiunga loktu mi Prince Edward Island mi loksuta. Ukiangu niksa loktu mi Nova Scotia mi loksuta. Takwa katimangin nasu umata ukiutamaat ilautitikta siti takuninga. Nuna hakaasi meni ang siulutingit ni tema. Tamani uhakintakka sunami pitchuti khalong mga atako katimachuti kilotavut kisiani pitna siya lotu Happy Valley Goose Bay meetiluta tako nunu chiev miut ilaw titaw law mimata alia titaw chutit tako ingitit malo dana sotit nuita titaw chutit tako nunga Newfoundland Labrador government kongin nun tungana chiya law misutik malo upin na kanilaw miyo tako nunu chiev miutait ilaw hataw mimata sivuluktiw nun
Tamanna katiman niulau tu civil lipamik Labrador mi katima hatigini kan?
Civil lipang aku nama asingin ni teko teka yuka uki ngulok tu mit malu maku uki ngulok tu nit nolna kena ma uki ngulak tu mit Yukon mi lalum mi White Horse mi katima kanilama tetakwa katima ngin nasa umat uki utumat ilau tu jahat tu sedi takuninga nuna hakas ma yunit civil tingin
Taimali tamakunang at katimaw tau lauto ni suna siupia ni kakalakul lualaw ka?
Hano, government to hakut ilaw tito huyongin na sumata hano tuyo jareo ng mga tana amlo tako asiusi may yuit inotavinid amnait hano tuyo jareo ng mga amlo hano kayo sige yumiron ng mga tana himakuyo ni nga tako pimirin ngolo may amlo tako sulijumit mamisan mamalo kilisinertit Hanotu Yoser on the Manga Dako, Elisa Avenue, Nunakashim, Elisa Avenue, Hano Akreto, Yumigun the Manga, Litaxo, Yumigun the Manga, and Maladan, the Mamison, Hano, Kaisichel Narium Manga, Pimarin, Kaisichel Tut, Nalunangito, Katima, Kanok Yumi, Umami, Yugo Lord, Kisian Government of Hakun, Nalunangito, Laukaniga Hatu Lord.
Taimali hakiali fihal niakhuwa luakatein anga yukhaaswa nguyo Newfoundland Labrador mi kavamani tamakkoa bijudigilloge suullu angi khameni khimeltik ilinniaville ain paifimi hatta sibayunun
nirattu lomat takwa nunutjev mi lisaveni na kamini khimay khata se semeyo veni government tak kun oha khati guman na lom amalo kay city resources takuning ili taksi yumi yo jere amata takwa nunutjev mi de man le lotu lo
suna gelam ila sigor marivin
pinna tunta takwa Newfoundland Labrador government dunga sitia Silomma ta kuninga nuna kaasuma ni civil thing ni happy valley goose be mi ammalo tekeni nginnet lunga kati mahati kunalo kutan president Sierra Leone kati mahati kunalo mi ko happy valley goose be mi open nalo mi
Terry the premiers from almost every province and territory in Canada held a meeting in Happy Valley Goose Bay and what issues was brought up
the issues that were brought up by the premiers from across the country from all provinces and territories hosted by Newfoundland and Labrador Premier Davis happens on an annual occasion and this year it was Newfoundland and Labrador that hosted it and what we discussed were the Truth and Reconciliation Commission on its report its calls for action and during that time Premier Davis had mentioned that he will be making a call to the federal government to ensure that those in Nunatsiavut that had gone through the residential schools should be given the recognition as well as brought to a conclusion where it's similar to that of what happened through the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Another part of the discussion was the National Roundtable on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, the outcomes of that first roundtable, and when the second National Roundtable on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls would be brought up again. And that was given emphasis as well. The other is a report on Aboriginal children in care through the child services and how we can mitigate or work towards minimizing those numbers of Aboriginal children in care. Another matter that was discussed was how we get the federal government to come to the table and be in that room for these important discussions. And I feel that the government of Newfoundland and Labrador did a great job in hosting the event in Happy Valley Goose Bay, and it was always good to see people from Nunatsiavut actually within the executive, the Newfoundland and Labrador government, and it's always good to see people from Nunatsiavut participating.
So the Premier of Newfoundland and Labrador recognizes and supports the TRC now?
He did make a presentation or a speech previous evening and suggesting that he will be speaking with the federal government to work on getting the residential school students from Nunatsiavut to be given the same recognition as through the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and that he would work towards getting the federal government to work with the Newfoundland and Labrador government to do that.
And was an apology mentioned towards this issue or?
Not from Premier Davis himself. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission report was discussed in the 94 calls for action. There was a lot of discussion about free, prior, and informed consent because some of the premiers had expressed that one of the calls for actions was the implementation of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, which had the free, prior, and informed consent aspect to it. And some of the premiers had suggested that they were having difficulty with the veto aspect of that, and we came back as national Aboriginal leaders and informed them that free, prior, and informed consent is not a veto. It's a form of including and being inclusive with the Aboriginal people that happen to be impacted by whatever project that happens to be in whatever area. So there was good discussion on that, but with respect to an apology, there was no mention on the calls for action. I know it is an ongoing process in Nunatsiavut, and hopefully it'll be resolved very soon.
So was this meeting more related to Labrador issues?
Yes and no. It was more of a national discussion with all the premiers from across Canada. Being that this happens on a yearly basis, last year it was in Prince Edward Island, and the year before that it was in Nova Scotia, and next year it'll be in the Yukon and Whitehorse. We do discuss pretty much the same things. This year was a little different because the Truth and Reconciliation Commission had come out with its calls for actions and was certainly be discussing national roundtable on missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, and we're hoping that the second national roundtable on missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls will happen within the year prior to our next annual meeting with the premiers in the Yukon. We're hoping that a full report on how to minimize Aboriginal children in care will be discussed again, and so far the premiers have been very open to discussing all of this with the Aboriginal leaders, and we'll be at the table to voice our opinions as well as how best to approach a lot of the issues that we face.
Was this the first meeting ever held in Labrador?
I believe it is. The premiers themselves were actually meeting in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, for the NAO aspect of it, the National Aboriginal Organization Leaders. They hosted that in Happy Valley Goose Bay, and so far as I know, it's the first occasion of doing that.
So was any of the issues resolved, or...?
Well, a lot of the issues that we discussed, they'll take a while to actually come to some type of resolution where, for example, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report and the 94 calls for actions, that's going to take a while, as well as the aspect of the Nunatsiavut residents of school era and how we can work towards resolving that. And hopefully the out-of-court settlement discussions will come to some type of resolution. The missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls at the first roundtable, the outcomes of that were discussed, but based on that first roundtable, it was all agreed around the table that a second one needs to happen, and that probably happened within a year. On Aboriginal children in care, and to somehow try and address that so that less of them, the less Aboriginal children end up in foster care, we are working with the provincial and territorial representatives on the social aspect of it to try and see what we can do and work towards minimizing those numbers. But again, it's nothing is going to be instant. A good example, I guess, is trying to get the federal government to the table, because they are a big part of resolving a lot of this these issues. And we need them at the table, and we'll forever try to reach out and get them to the table, but we'll see what happens. But nothing is ever quick, nothing is ever easy when it comes to trying to get things done, especially at this level.
And would you like to add anything else?
Just that the government of Newfoundland and Labrador did a very good job in hosting the event, and it was good to see Nunatsiavut beneficiaries in the executive of the Newfoundland and Labrador government, and some of them involved in the hosting and just putting it all together. And it was always good to see people from Labrador in Happy Valley Goose Bay, and during that time it was also good to meet with President Sara Leo from the Nunatsiavut government during that time when I was in the neighborhood, and it was always a good discussion, always good to meet with Sara as well.
Nakomingai Terry Ullumilu Ullu Hatsialudit.
Yeah, nakomita malu lo channel.
Atsunai.